Good morning, everyone. Let's begin the meeting for June 23rd of the Joint Committee to Implement Measure 91. Thank you, everyone, for being here early in the morning today. We continue. This is not the 23rd?
No, this is not early, Madam.
Oh, this is not early in the morning. All right, thank you. Let the record reflect that Senator Cruz was up much, much earlier. I'm sure he was exercising and doing all that good stuff.
Right.
So good for him. For the rest of us, wonderful to see you all at 8:30 or 9:15. As you know, we're nearing the end of session, and we have a couple of bills that are on the agenda to be worked this morning. One of those bills we have the paperwork for. The second of the bills we do not yet have the paperwork for, and so we expect to reconvene later this afternoon at 4 p.m., I think is our expectation, in order to work that one. So Senate Bill 844 is the bill for which we have the paperwork now, and we're going to move that through. Would you like to do you need to do a summary of...
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Yes, the Senate Bill 844 is currently before us today. You are being asked to consider the Dash 36, Dash 43, and Dash 46 amendments. The Dash 36 amendments, they replace the measure. They establish the task force on researching the medical and public health properties of cannabis, specifies the task force membership, appointment process, and rules, requires task force to study and provide a report on the development of medical cannabis industry, specifies topics to be addressed in the report, requires the report and recommendations for legislation to be submitted to the interim committees of the Legislative Assembly relating to health and marijuana no later than December 15th, 2015, and again no later than February 1st, 2016, sunsets December 31st, 2017, declares an emergency and is effective on passage. The Dash 43 amendments also replace the measure. They allow the person to be convicted of a criminal offense in which possession, delivery, or manufacture of marijuana was an element to be eligible for an order of expunction if 1 year has lapsed from conviction. Specifies the eligibility for expunction requires a person who has not been convicted of any other crime, excluding motor vehicle violations, fulfilled all conditions of adjudication. And the person was under 21 years of age at the time of conviction. The Dash 46 amendments allow an organization or residential facility that provides palliative care to be designated as an additional caregiver to a medical marijuana cardholder with a debilitating medical condition. It specifies the duties, functions, and powers of the caregiver. It adds a degenerative or pervasive neurological condition to the definition of debilitating medical condition. It specifies transplant hospitals may not disqualify cardholder from receiving transplants strictly on the basis of participation in the medical marijuana program. It becomes operative March 1st, 2016. Regarding the paperwork for these amendments, there is no revenue impact but a fiscal impact for the Dash 36. There is minimal impact for both revenue and fiscal on the Dash 43s, and no revenue impact nor a fiscal impact on the Dash 46s. I would also mention 844 was the bill that we had previously adopted several amendments to, so we're going to have to go through a little bit of a strange motion backing out of those various amendments that we adopted before we adopt the amendments before us today.
So with that, I would... I would like to open a work session on Senate Bill 844, and I would entertain a motion from my vice chair.
Chair Leininger, I move we rescind by vote by which the Dash 19 amendments dated May 7, 2015 were adopted.
Vice Chair Wilson moves to rescind the vote by which the committee adopted the Dash 19 amendments dated May 7, 2015. Is there any discussion? Seeing none.
Objection.
Are there any objections to rescinding those amendments? No. And with that, the motion carries and the amendments are rescinded.
Chair Leininger, I move we rescind the vote by which the Dash 6 amendments dated April 23, 2015 were adopted.
Vice Chair Wilson moves to rescind the vote by which the committee adopted the Dash 6 amendments dated April 23, 2015. Is there any discussion? All right. Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? If not, the motion carries.
Chair Leininger, I move we rescind the vote by which the Dash 7 amendments dated April 28, 2015 were adopted.
Vice Chair Wilson moves to rescind the vote by which the committee adopted the Dash 7 amendments dated April 28th, 2015. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? If not, the motion carries. So Senate Bill 844 is now before the committee in its original form. I'd like to have the committee stand at ease for just a second. And stronger for the presence of our good colleague, Representative Olson, who is doing other House business. So with that, we'll move forward to adopt new amendments. Vice Chair Wilson.
Chair Leininger, I move to adopt the Dash 36 amendments dated June 17th, 2015.
Vice Chair Wilson moves to adopt the Dash 36 amendments dated June 17th, 2015. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Just for the benefit of those who may be listening at home, this is the amendment related to research.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Any objection? Seeing none. The amendment is adopted.
Chair Leininger, I move to adopt the Dash 43 amendments dated June 18, 2015.
Vice Chair Wilson moves to adopt the Dash 43 amendments dated June 18, 2015. Is there any discussion?
Adam, what are these?
Madam Co-Chair, members of the committee, Senator Ferrioli, the Dash 43 amendments are the expunction amendments.
Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Any objection? Seeing none.
Well, Madam Chair, I'm just curious if you ever figured out that word in the computer yet. Who's going to start recognizing it?
Let the record reflect that there are two words often used interchangeably, expungement and expunction, and out of respect for Representative Olson, I have chosen to henceforth use the word expunction. You may do whatever you want to.
Is it like creek and crick?
It's not like tomato and tomato. It's like tomato and zucchini. They're very different. But I'm going with Representative Olson's word. Any objection? Seeing none, the Dash 43s are adopted.
Chair Leininger, I move to adopt the Dash 46 amendments dated June 19, 2015.
Vice Chair Wilson moves to adopt the Dash 46 amendments dated June 19, 2015. Is there any discussion?
Yeah. Madam Co-Chair, Senator Ferrioli, the Dash 46 amendments are the amendments that prohibit a transplanting facility from prohibiting someone from getting a transplant without solely on the basis of being involved in the medical marijuana program. And they also allow a palliative care, either residential facility or organization, to provide medical marijuana and be designated as a caregiver to someone under their care for palliative care or hospice care.
All right. Any further discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, the Dash 46 amendment is adopted.
Chair Leininger, I move Senate Bill 844 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Wilson moves Senate Bill 844 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Senator Przanski.
Madam Co-Chair, I was just looking at what's been posted, and it looks like this morning there was a Dash 41s that were posted. On section regarding section 116, was that supposed to be considered or not?
I think that we're not going to be considering those at this time.
Okay.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Senator Beyer.
Excuse.
Representative Buckley.
Aye.
Representative Helm.
Aye.
Senator Cruz.
Aye.
Representative Wilson.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair
Ferrioli.
Aye. Co-Vice Chair Przanski.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Wilson.
Aye.
Co-Chair Leininger.
Aye.
Co-Chair
Burdick. Aye. All right, the motion passes. We now have
Carrier.
Oh, yes. So, Carrier, Co-Chair Burdick, would you like to select a carrier from the Senate
side? I would like to recruit Senator Przanski to carry this.
Been volunteered. I'll take the mission.
Fantastic. And then, is it appropriate for me to identify the House side now?
Oh, please.
Is that okay with you? On the House side, it would be great to have Representative Buckley and Representative Helm serve as co-carriers, please.
Be glad.
Thank you. All right, so I'm going to gavel again, I believe.
Close the work session.
To close the work session, and then let you know that we still have House Bill 2041, for which we don't yet have the paperwork, and that is the bill that changes the point of tax being applied, and we expect to have that by this afternoon, so we have the intention of recessing until 4 p.m. this afternoon and reconvening to have a work session on that bill. And I will now recess the meeting. Thank you.
That's a 12.